This is Local Views, second time in April, '09. So, President O has completed his first presidential jaunt around the globe, and if the mainstream media reports are any indication, he charmed and delighted the folks everywhere he went. That may not be entirely true, but even if it's just spin, it's good spin for all of us in the USA. Economic doom and gloom notwithstanding, Obama's on the honeymoon, riding it for all it's worth, and we're all just surfing in his wake. He hasn't been put to any really critical tests yet. The only response he has to make to any question is, "I'm not Bush," and doors open wide. Everyone has to admit that's a pretty good answer. It's not good enough for a long-term foreign policy, but after 8 years of Bush and Cheney giving the finger to the rest of the world, the Yanks are looking pretty good again, just by sending a charming, well-spoken, good-looking young man out there to wave the flag. So he started in London, where the schmoozing at Buckingham Palace was probably just as important as the G20 conference. These little get-togethers have been regular events for several years now, but if any important decisions actually get made there, we average consumers of the daily news don't hear about it. The first one in Seattle inspired some serious protests in the streets, which in turn inspired the next couple of conferences to hole up in geographically remote locations. Now they're back on the main streets of the world, and they still attract some protesters, but the protesters and the assembled heads of state just treat the occasions like photo ops. The Associated Press circulated a nice little class picture in which 10 of these world leaders cinched up their neckties, buttoned their jackets, and did their best impression of smiling for the camera. In the middle of this dignified group, our man Obama embraced the leaders of Russia and Italy, and the three of them grinned and waved like some Vegas lounge trio in a publicity shoot. Then the conference participants released a list of general statements of general things on which they could generally agree, and Obama was off to make speeches and face the cameras in the Czech Republic and Turkey, and then a surprise stop in Baghdad, just like W used to do. In Turkey, he pointedly pointed out that the U.S. is not trying to make a holy war against the Muslim world. Personally and politically, that was easy enough for him to say, but it was important because no one in the Bush administration ever said it. And, of course, all the Muslim extremists in the world are making a holy war and bragging about it at every opportunity. By making a simple remark about religious tolerance while smiling for the cameras, President O put the U.S. back on a moral high road that was completely forgotten in the Bush era. The devil still is in the details, but effective world leaders hire people to take care of the details. Obama's demonstrating a firm command of the symbols, and every symbol he's putting on the screen screams, "I'm not Bush." Even if he turns out to be Bush, Obama's command of the symbols is making the world a more forgiving place. Even Hugo Chavez and Raul Castro are starting to talk a little nicer. Maybe the symbols actually are more important than the details. Obama's in a position to be a catalyst for sure, but the momentous changes for which he'll get the credit or the blame probably were in the deck and shuffled before he ever sat down at the table and anteed up. It helps to draw good cards, of course, but it helps a lot more to play them well. Obama's a guy who's already looked at his cards and has a pretty good idea what the other players are holding. He might lose, but he's not likely to fold. Finally, one quick, unrelated item. Iowa, of all places, and Vermont checked in as the latest places in the U.S. where the state will recognize two people as married, even if their biological gender happens to be the same. This is a big news story practically every day in California, and people have asked why we try to ignore it here on Local Views. Well, it won't slow down the argument, but the definitive answer is that there is no such thing as same-sex marriage. Sex is never the same after marriage. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannett reminding you that this commentary doesn't necessarily prepare poker allegories for KVMR, its management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.